Humans are apparently not the only species that want equal pay for equal work. Researchers at the Yerkes Primate Research Center in Atlanta report that monkeys will refuse to perform a task if they see another monkey getting a better reward. As NPR's Joe Palca reports, this result suggests that a sense of fair play may be part of our basic makeup rather than something we learn.
Children catch on to a sense of fairness early on. Consider the following highly unscientific experiment. It involves two piles of books on my kitchen counter and two absolutely delightful and intelligent boys, Sam and Jacob. Sam is 9, Jacob 6. They happen to be my sons.
Jacob, you see this pile of books here?
Mm-hmm.
If you take these books upstairs and put them in your bookshelf, I'll give you $1. Okay?
Okay.
In a few moments, Jacob was back in the kitchen.
Give me $1.
Here's your dollar.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, Sam,
yeah.
If you take those books up to your bookcase, I'll give you 50 cents.
No way!
QED, as they say. Sarah Brosnan wanted to study this appreciation of fairness in non-human primates. Brosnan is writing her graduate dissertation on the topic. Brosnan had a simple task for her capuchin monkeys. She gave them a token, and their job was to return it for a food reward. In the experiment, two monkeys would participate at the same time.
I'd have a token in my hand, and I would give it to the first capuchin, and they would return it to me. And if they returned it to me, then I would reach into a clearly visible bowl with food rewards in it and give them one of the food rewards.
The other monkey who was watching all this was actually the one Brosnan was studying in the experiment. Sometimes both monkeys got the same food reward, but other times the study subject got a less desirable reward.
So we were looking to see how the subject reacted in getting a cucumber, which is the medium value food reward, right after their partner got a grape, which is highly preferred.
As they report in tomorrow's edition of the journal Nature, the subject monkeys wouldn't work for a cuke instead of a grape. Brosnan says the behavior was the same for all five monkeys they tested.
It's the first demonstration of a sense of fairness in a non-human, and it was important because there has been some question as to whether or not the sense of fairness in humans is an evolved behavior or is totally a result of our cultural institutions and our complex culture. And finding it in capuchin monkeys implies that it has in fact evolved.
Now, Brosnan thinks this work helps explain how fairness fosters cooperation in capuchin monkeys and in humans. But Meredith Small, a professor of anthropology at Cornell University, thinks Brosnan's study doesn't speak to fairness at all. Small says the results with capuchins are more informative about something she calls disgruntlement.
It's that dark side of us that says, gee, I'm working just as hard, and I'm not getting what I deserve. I mean, I drive around town, I see the other professors, I'm working as hard as they are, but they're driving the SUV. And I think to myself, I'm driving the cucumber. Where's my grape? I want my grape just like them.
Small says Brosnan's work with capuchins shows that these feelings don't come exclusively from the way we were brought up or the culture we were brought up in.
This research is important because it does exactly say that this may be an evolutionarily deep behavior to compare yourself to others, to think about fairness, to feel disgruntled. And so I do think it is going against our natural feelings to try to be nice about these things.
Even though our parents or other authority figures sometimes tell us to try. Now, being able to repeat an experiment and get the same result is part of the scientific method. So I asked NPR science producer Jane Greenhalgh to conduct the same book replacement study I did with her two absolutely delightful and intelligent children, Eve and Max. Eve is 7, Max 4. Again, the task was to return books to their shelves. And again, as Jane explained to Max, there was a reward.
I want you to take that pile of books, and I want you to take them up to your room and put them on your bookshelf. And if you do that, I will give you 5 M&Ms. Will you do that for me?
Yes.
Jane says Max was back in a flash.
Did you do it?
Yeah.
Okay, here. You can pick out 5 M&Ms. Okay, now, Eve, I want you to clear up your pile of books and take them up to your room. And if you do that for me, I'll give you this banana.
That's not fair.
Okay, it's not really a scientific experiment, but we did get the same results. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.